Welcome to this introduction to Cinderella, written by Nick George and Worthing Theatres and Museums, directed by Paul Giddings. The performance lasts for approximately 2 hours, with one 20-minute interval. The following introduction will take about 15 minutes to listen to, and includes information about Cinderella, descriptions of the set, characters and costumes. All Vocalize show introductions are available as a text document in the What's On section of our website. Please note that the production includes flashing lights and pyrotechnics, and the live audio description will be given for Vocalize by Di Langford and myself, Tony McBride. As we take our seats, we are greeted by the production's show cloth, a front screen that obscures the stage from view. In the centre of a blue and pink starry sky, there's a large clock face with Roman numerals, with hour and minute hands set at midnight. In the centre of the clock face, there are silhouetted images of castle turrets, a horse-drawn carriage, and the profile of a young woman wearing a ball gown. The show cloth is set within a proscenium arch, like a large picture frame. The arch is edged with beaded lights that can illuminate in a variety of bright colours. When the show cloth lifts up and away, there are four more proscenium arches set equidistantly from front to back, each one edged with beaded lights. As the story begins, we are taken to the land of Floritzel. A painted back cloth depicts a market square of a town that's nestled in front of a range of high-peaked mountains, with a blue sky dotted with white fluffy clouds beyond. On either side of the square is a row of higgledy-piggledy medieval period houses with market stalls in front. The houses and the canopies of the stalls are all coloured in shades of pink, yellow and blue. A church steeple rises up at the far end of the square. A sweep of painted stairs leads down from the church as though leading to the stage. At the foot of the stairs, standing on the stage itself, there's a tall pointed yellow-painted column, like a town's monument around which the villagers gather in the square. There's a cast of 13, who are all white unless otherwise mentioned. We first meet some of the energetic villagers who help the story along. Three young women with their long hair tied back wear black bodices over a white short-sleeved blouse. Their knee-length skirts each have three layers in autumn shades of orange, brown and rust, with an uneven hem, and they have neat, small-heeled black boots. With them are two young men who wear a yellow and orange patchwork tunic over a brown shirt with black knee-length trousers, black stockings and soft black shoes. It's here that we also meet the main characters in our story. Buttons is a young man with a warm smile and collar-length brown hair swept back from his face. He's wearing the blue and white uniform of a hotel bellboy. He has knee-length trousers, a long waistcoat with silver buttons over an open-necked white shirt, blue and white striped stockings, and soft blue and white plimsolls. Button's best friend is Cinderella, a beautiful young woman with light brown skin and long dark hair. She's very poor. Her simple knee-length cream dress has flowery patches sewn onto it. To add a little interest, the scoop-necked bodice has a blue ribbon crisscrossed at the front as if it's laced. She has cream shoes with a strap and a small heel. Buttons works for Baroness Hardup, who is also Cinderella's stepmother. She has long black hair swept back from her face and wears a close-fitting black velvet gown with a stiff collar. It's trimmed down the front with sparkling red braid and has narrow sleeves which widen to reveal a red lining. She wears high-heeled black shoes and a sneering expression. On a visit to the palace, she has on a pure white fur coat over a black dress. At night, she wears flowery silk pyjamas under a silk robe trimmed with feathers. She has a sleep mask pushed up on top of her head. The Baroness has two curvy and demanding daughters, Chloe and Courtney Hardup, who are also Cinderella's stepsisters. They both have long, untidy blonde hair and choose to wear clothes in bright colours that don't match. When we first meet them, they're returning from a holiday and each carry a cocktail and identical small pink handbags. Both women wear sunglasses with red lenses. Chloe first has a huge floppy pink sun hat and is wrapped around with animal print fabrics reminiscent of a zebra and a leopard. She wears clumpy bright orange shoes. Taking a guided tour of the palace, Chloe favours a bright blue coat over a leopard print dress and a fluffy orange handbag. At bedtime, she puts on giraffe print pyjamas. Courtney is still in holiday mood in a white Ibiza t-shirt with a palm tree and a pink sports car printed onto it. She wears a disco bucket hat, bright yellow trainers, and tights with an animal print, probably borrowed from her sister. At the palace, she is in a pink dress, a bright green coat, and knee-length gold boots. Her handbag is a fluffy pink one. She twists up her hair in huge rollers, and her pyjamas are yellow with pictures of SpongeBob SquarePants all over them. We first meet our pantomime dame and fairy godmother, Fufu, in the land of fairies. A backcloth is painted with a misty night sky, dotted with pinprick stars, with a bed of fluffy clouds at the bottom, suggesting we are floating high above them. The end of a brightly coloured rainbow curves down from the top right corner, its end falling on the stage as though landing on Fairy Fufu. Played by a man, her shaped jacket is longer at the back than the front. It's sparkly purple edged with blue and silver which glitters in the light. The sleeves are bulbous to the elbow, then narrow to the wrist. With the jacket, she's wearing knee-length trousers and soft silver boots under a floor-length pink skirt, which is open down the front. She's applied lots of bright lipstick and blue eyeshadow, and on her head is a wig of orange curls like a very tall helmet with a curving design of yellow and silver stripes. And she completes her outfit with dark red gloves and carries a wand with a four-pointed orange star. Later, she tries to disguise herself in a blue cloak, which has an enormous hood to cover her high wig. The story moves to the Great Hall in the palace. A cloth depicts a vast hall with an arched ceiling supported by tall columns either side and at the back. Displayed on the yellow-painted walls in between the columns, there are numerous framed portraits of regal-looking figures, men and women in frock coats and ball gowns. The floor of the hall is patterned with large purple and white diamond shapes. Nine large brass chandeliers hang above the space throughout. And it's here that we meet Prince Charming, or Stephen. Stephen is tall and athletic, with well-coiffed medium-length brown hair. He looks every inch a prince, wearing a short blue velvet cape over his elegant black suit. Stephen has a jabot, or lace frill, at his throat. His silk waistcoat has buttons down the front, and his long jacket is trimmed with expensive gold braid on the front and pockets. His knee-length trousers are tucked into high black boots. Although a prince, Stephen is not very confident and seems to be very dependent on his valet. Dandini is a head shorter than the prince and has well-styled short blonde hair and a neat ginger beard, barely discernible on his fake tanned skin, which emphasises his dazzling teeth. He wears similar trousers and boots to the prince, but is dressed even more richly. His white shirt has a lace frill at the throat and also at the cuffs, and his jacket and waistcoat have an intricate black and gold design which is intended to attract attention. Dandini is very nifty on his feet and will occasionally execute a little dance routine. We next meet Cinderella in the yard in front of her cottage. A cloth depicts rows of tall leafy trees in front of a blue sky dotted with fluffy clouds. On the right of the cloth, there's a couple of beehives. In front of the cloth, on the left, there's just a glimpse of the cottage. its brown wooden front door set within a blue frame, with a red tiled roof above set with a dormer window. Standing in the yard is a contraption that Cinderella has invented, an egg-laying machine. It's a large wooden box, just a bit taller than Cinderella and a little bit wider than it is tall. Sitting on top of the box, facing us, there are three nests, each with a Muppet chicken sitting in it. Winding down from each nest, attached to the front edge of the box, there's a clear plastic tube, just wide enough to let an egg pass along it. The ends of the tubes meet at the bottom of the box in the centre, where there's a small wire tray ready to catch the eggs. At the sides of the box, there are several buttons, cogs and levers, with a large remote control on the right, ready to operate the machine. The kitchen inside the cottage is depicted on another cloth. Its back wall and the floor in front are made from large flagstones. The back wall is dominated in the centre by an enormous open fireplace, with two large grey metal pots suspended over the roaring flames. Wooden beams cross a section of ceiling above, as well as framing heavy wooden doors at the sides. Suspended from the ceiling beams, there are more iron pots and huge legs of lamb. We return to the palace, ready to attend the ball, with all of the guests dressed in their finery, sparkling blue frock coats and ball gowns. The back of the space is framed by ornately decorated archways, the largest being in the centre, where a set of six steps lead down into the ballroom. Just beyond the top step, there's a large grandfather clock with the hands set at 1:45 midnight, and beyond the clock is a backdrop of a starry night sky. The pantomime's scary werewolf scene is set in front of a painted forest of trees with sun rays bursting through between their branches. A wooden bench is set on the stage, just big enough for three people to sit down. One final backcloth is painted as a hall in the Hardup residence. A stone back wall has a large fireplace in the centre, with a portrait of a man over its mantelpiece, wearing a trilby-style hat with white shirt and black jacket and a bushy moustache, perhaps the father of the sisters. And to the right of the fireplace stands a suit of armour. Cast and production credits. Cinderella is played by Pooja Panchkoti. The Wicked Baroness by Janine Pardo. Buttons is played by Dizzy. Fairy Fufu by Paul Giddings. Prince Charming by Harry Hodge. Chloe Hardup is Jessica Spallis. Courtney Hardup, Catherine Cotts. And Dandini is played by Richard Russell Edwards. The musical director is Harry Wells. The choreographer, Danielle Drayton. Set and costume design are by Paul Holman Associates and Worthing Theatres and Museums. The director is Paul Giddings. Vocalise is a charity funded by Arts Council England. This introduction has been read and produced by myself, Tony McBride.